Congratulations. What a win for you guys. An 8-point victory, and you held off every surge there from Wellsville in the end.
Oh, we did. You know, the boys made plays, hung together, fought through some adversity, and, you know, like you said, just, kept making plays to win it.
And it was kind of unusual how it unfolded. You only had four players score tonight, and one of those ended up, the fourth player, Brett Meyer, had 6 points in the fourth quarter, really struggled from the field. He hit some big shots when you guys needed him the most.
I did. You know, seniors want to make plays, and, you know, I don't know if, you know, one of them was the best shot, but, it went down, after going 0-for-10 or whatever he was early. You know, so you know, a lot of character for Brett to step up and make a couple of those shots.
Once again, Scott City coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning here tonight, 63-55. And Trey O'Neill hitting some big free throws. Sloan Baker hitting 1 out of 2 in the end. A good clutch shooting at the foul line for Scott City late in the game.
Well, whenever we could get there, shoot anytime 15 drove it, it was a foul. Yeah, I don't know what to say on that. You don't know what to tell your kids. Yeah, we had an arm bar on him, but, there's – it is what it is, I guess.
And Trey stepped up big once again with 33 big points this afternoon.
Well, he told me he owed me a good game after yesterday, so, I expect him to come out, firing and, come out hot with the 19 in the first half. Their defensive pressure had us on a couple series where we couldn't even get into an offense, but, overall the kids played pretty well.
Yeah, Bo has 10 points. He seemed like he was at the right place at the right time, and you talk about his offense there with the 10 points, 5 for 5 from the field, but he had some big blocks once again in the game for the second straight day.
He's a long arm, kid. He just needs to get stronger. He's got, when strength comes around, his quickness is going to improve a little bit also. But, you got to be long. Better be, long tomorrow also. It's a short recovery time, a 24-hour period to, come back. But, it beats the heck out of the alternative where you get, 20 hours to come back and then play for something less.
Well, you play at 6:15 tomorrow night. It's either going to be Wichita Collegiate or Sabetha. They tip off at 8:15, and that should be an interesting battle between those two tonight.
It should. Collegiate is awful long, and, they run their 5-in, 5-out. Sabetha has some size also, their guards are supposed to be pretty good. I haven't had a chance to watch Sabetha too much. But, it should be interesting. Coach Berger from Sabetha is a very disciplined very solid fundamental coach, so I'm sure they've been preparing for the collegiate stuff for a while.
Well, a fifth straight trip to a state championship game and the seventh in the last 10 years, a Beaver victory, 63-55. Coach, enjoy it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right, sounds good. Thanks, Adam.